Live in Denver, Colorado, The Williams Show. Your host, Ronner Williams. I just want to start off by saying today is absolutely an amazing day. The sun is shining, it's bright, and it's beautiful. I am so grateful to be alive today. Today is a very peculiar day. What makes it so peculiar is that no one can get out and do anything. I know how people feel. I'm depressed. I'm not used to being in the house all the time. I'm not used to it. I don't think anyone's used to it. How do we make a difference? How do we feel we can actually make a difference in this world? That is what we're going to talk about today, is how to make a difference. I know during my last podcast, I said it's up to you. And you're right. It is up to you. I want to go out there and I want to do something different. I want to go out there and I want people to know that this is going to pass. And when it does pass, we're all going to be okay. What we are going through, it won't be forever. I don't even know what it is. No one knows what it is. But one thing I do know is that we have to come together as a family. One thing I do know is that we've got to pull God inside of our life. I'm praying more often than I ever have before. And it's sad. Because it took this world to come to this famine for me to pray like this. I'm praying as if my life depends on it today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I'm praying there will be a tomorrow. Very sad. Because I'm at a park. And it's controlled of how many people can come here. I look all around me. When there's usually hundreds of people, there's only about 30 people here today. I'm very sad our world had to come to this. But I truly believe God knew we needed a fresh start. I went to play tennis at the tennis cages. They're welded shut. I went to the baseball field. It's welded shut. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I do know from this day forward, I will never live day by day. God has taught me something through this. To look up and to get up. It's not the time to be down. It's not the time to feel sorry for yourself. This is the time we make a difference in our life. This is the time we look up and we never give up. This is the time we call on God like we never called on Him before. He is my Savior. I want everyone out there to know it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this, and we're going to look back on this, and we're going to all laugh and say, I love my maker. Because he made me stronger today than I was yesterday. My maker made me stronger. That's my maker. My maker is invincible. My maker is unstoppable. My maker is unbelievable. And that's what I am. I'm invincible, I'm unstoppable, and I'm unbelievable. Because my maker made me that way. He told me we will get through this, and I believe it. I'm telling you, we will get through this. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be for the next few weeks or month, but we will get through this. You can't keep the strong down. No, sirree. The strong will always get up. How do I know? Because you're still listening. You are the strong. The weak would have left, jumped off the building, killed himself already. I hate to say that, but people are doing that already. And their mind, they just can't see going any further. But you know what? We need to be there for those people. Because we are the strong. My maker is your maker. Your maker is my maker. We all have the same God. Let's go out there. Let's uplift each other. Let's make each other strong. Because like I said before, you are the one. You are the one that can make that one difference. Not only in someone else's life, but your own life. You're the one that can make the difference in your life. Go out there and do something different. There's network marketing on the rise right now. Go get a home-based business. Go get yourself in a home-based business. I know a lot of people who are making masks to make money. I know a lot of people who are doing the Uber Eats to make money. I know a lot of people who are dropping off groceries to make money. What is it that you can do to keep your mind sane? Only you have that answer. And I'll always tell you this, you are the one. You are the one for your life to rise. You are the one for your life to make it. I believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, then I believe in you. I give you permission to be successful today. I give you that permission. You are the one. If you can't think of something, give me a call. I'll help you. My phone number is 760-985-6582. Ask for Ron. We're here to help you. We're here to make sure you survive. We're here to make you successful. If you just want someone to talk to, call it. We're here for you. I'm here for you. Call that number. 760-985-6582. There was a time I needed someone to talk to. I felt I couldn't get through this. My mind is not made to be caged up the way it is. I would call all my friends. And it just, to me, it seemed like they had all the right answers. Why couldn't I have those answers? Why couldn't I come up with them myself? I would lay down in bed at night and I was scared. And I'm telling you, people, it's okay to be scared. It is okay to be scared. But it's not okay to act on your scaredness. It's okay to be frightened, but it's not okay to act on it. It's okay to not know what you're doing, but it's not okay to act on it. And I'm telling you, am I scared? Yes, I am. I'm very scared. What am I scared of? The unknown. I don't know what's going to happen. And the funny thing is, I don't think anyone else knows. And that's what scares me. I can't find the answer of the unknown. What I want you guys to do is the same thing I did. Get on your hands and knees and pray to your maker. Pray to God. He'll have the answer for you. I promise you. He will be there for you. Just like he was there for me, he'll be there for you. He's waiting for you to call and talk to him. He has a toll-free number. He's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. He takes no breaks for you. If you wake up in the middle of the night, pray to God. He's there for you. How do I know all this? Because I did it. I did something I wasn't used to doing. And I prayed to my Father in heaven. And peace came upon me. We're going to make it through this, guys. We're all going to make it through it. And I want you to know, it's okay you're scared. It's okay you don't know what's going to happen. It's okay to be afraid of the unknown. But it's not okay. It is not okay to act on it. Don't let your fear overcome who you are. Again, do not let your fear overcome who you really are. You are a strong individual. You are a strong man or woman. You are a strong person. You are a strong human being. You are the one. You are the one to fight this fight. God has given this to us so we can grow, become stronger. You are the one. You are the one to make the change today. You are the one to make the difference today. You are the one. I'm very, very proud of everyone out there that's making a change in their life. Very proud of you guys. And I want you guys to know this, and I said this already. I'm going to tell you again. I'm scared. I'm frightened, terrified, because I don't know what's going to happen. I lost a lot of sleep. My mind is going crazy. Let me rephrase that. My mind was going crazy. But I'm not going to act on it. Because once you start acting on it, crazy things happen. And I know I'm not crazy. And I know you're not crazy. Today, tomorrow, someday this will be over. And when it is, you're going to look back on this just like anything else that has been over in this world, it takes time. And we look back on it and we wonder, how do we get through that without our killing ourselves? How do we get through that? You got through that because your maker carried you. I want everyone to know out there, they are loved. God loves you. Stay strong. Be safe. Ronna Williams, live in Denver, Colorado. Stay amazing.